Morning, Belito. Welcome. Fresh Friday. The morning show with Mike in the morning filling in for Dave today. King K is constant, holding it down. How are you, King?
Hey, man, I'm feeling good. How you doing, Magic Mike?
As you say, I'm feeling Azizam.
Aha, Azizam. There we go.
Alongside you to make sure that you're feeling fabulous on a Friday.
Yeah.
We've got a doctor in the house. This is the way we normally roll on a Friday. Dr. Bruce Thompson, homeopath of note. He's in Belito. He's going to be seeing his patients after 8 o'clock. And if you're not already on the list, well, maybe after this morning's chat, you'll want to book an appointment to see the good Dr. Bruce. Welcome to Radio Life and Style. Happy Friday.
Thank you very much, guys. Nice to see you both.
Hey, and we are getting kind of back into a thread of conversation that we've been running with for a few Fridays.
Back into the weeds.
Into the weeds. Pun kind of intended. Yeah, and this thing of homeopathy, it's like a 200-year-old healing modality.
Medical system, yeah.
Medical system. Mm. It's not exactly new by any stretch of the imagination, but it does seem to be capturing the imagination of a lot of folk over the last couple of years.
Mm, for obvious reasons, yeah.
Well, people are kind of disillusioned, I guess, with the sort of Western medical establishment in a lot of ways. Modern medicine is marvelous, and it's never been more
powerful,
yeah. Mm. Homeopathy has been keeping pace and has been, for the last 200 years, pretty darn powerful too. And a lot of folk who've only recently experienced its power after having tried other stuff and not coming right are now kind of converted and are keen to spread the word, I suppose.
Yeah, find a good practitioner and you'll be pleasantly surprised. You know, and Belito is well supplied with good homeopathic practitioners. I'm not the only one. Dr. Premlal and Dr. Saul, fantastic homeopaths.
Awesome.
So, Belito is lucky.
Well, for those who have been hearing this thing on a Friday and have been kind of taking it in and wondering, okay, well, it sounds like there's a lot of merit here, but how does a homeopathic remedy actually differ from a normal allopathic, you know, over-the-counter thing?
Mm. In so many ways. In so many ways. It's a good kind of a way to get into sort of understanding the differences, I guess, between homeopathy and allopathic medicine, and also get a sense of the age of this system. We were just briefly talking earlier about how we come up with our remedies, how we understand and decide what a substance can do. You know, what are the healing properties of a substance? We do it in a way that hasn't really changed. It's changed in sort of minor ways over the last 200 years, but the way Hahnemann did it, the way we do it, is fundamentally the same. It really is a good reflection of the difference in our thinking when it comes to health and healing and what it is that makes us well and what makes us sick. So, we study substances through applying them in potency to healthy people. It's something that's called a homeopathic drug proving, coming from the German word Prüfung, and it's a practice that hasn't really changed in 200 years. We have a substance of interest, right, and we put it into homeopathic potency, which means serial dilution and succussion, so energizing it, shaking it, to remember that idea of the memory of water that we were discussing previously. Mm. So we're taking that substance, we're serially diluting it multiple times to a point where really there can be nothing left of the original substance there. So very often these substances are toxic in their gross form, but once they're made into homeopathic formulations, there's nothing toxic there. There's just the electromagnetic information of that original substance that's contained in the memory in the water, right? That memory of water idea.
Wow.
So we take that substance and we apply it we choose our people very carefully. They have to be healthy.
Well-balanced individuals.
Yeah. Well-balanced individuals, literate. You know, they can record what they're observing. They're good observers of themselves. And very often we use homeopathic students for this because, you know, they're already, you know, involved in that thinking.
And they're keen to impress.
And they're keen to participate. Yeah, they're keen to participate. And, you know, it really helps them understand the power of these things and that it is a reality because, you know, homeopathy is so ephemeral, so subtle, so gentle in so many ways. It's beautiful for these for young homeopaths to really experience the effect of a remedy. So we give them that remedy for up to 5 days, and they record their symptoms. Now, these individuals act as their own control because for the week prior to taking the substance, they keep a diary, a record of their normal symptoms, right? Mm-hmm. And so that is the control for their study. And then they take the substance, and then they record how that substance affects their normal state. And that we look at everything throughout the whole system, from mental, emotional, and physical. So throughout the whole, looking at the mind, the head, the eyes, the ears, you know, right through the system. Every day they make a recording of what they're observing. And we collate all of that information from multiple subjects after the study. And we look at the themes that develop from all of those subjects, okay?
Yeah.
And we collate all that information and we come up with what we call the picture of the remedy. And so that then is that picture of all those symptoms, that collection of symptoms that remedy represents. That's what that remedy can cure.
So it's kind of a mirror image then. So in a healthy person, this remedy produces this picture, but if someone comes into your rooms as a potential patient and they are presenting this picture, you sort of flip it on its head and say,
you match it.
So
right.
this
you
thing
find the matching remedy.
Interesting,
right. And that's why our treatments are individualized. You know, you're looking specifically at that person, how they present, how they react, and you give the substance that would do that in a healthy person.
So it holds that what you are doing then is triggering, I would imagine, by providing the right personalized response, triggering the person's own internal healing mechanisms, own immune system responses.
Mm. All of it. That whole multiplicity of reactions and of functions that are going on in the body. So fundamentally what you're doing is you're respecting the fact that the body is already trying to heal. So that picture of disease that individual is presenting is the body's attempt to heal. Mm. It's always trying to help heal itself, right? So what we do is we take a substance that can amplify
and just that nudge response. It more in the direction it's trying to go.
You're amplifying what the body is already trying to do in an with a sort of an energetic, you know, a set of information, basically.
It's really interesting.
And you amplify it, and that helps the body to get over the hump, so to speak.
So it's like fundamentally supportive in the approach that your body has immense ability to...
Supportive and respectful.
There you go.
Respectful. Wow. So respecting the wisdom of the body's own efforts, right? Realizing that it is already trying to do what we want it to do. So it's nonsensical to stop it doing that. Okay, that's where we differ from allopathic medicine, is that they will see those symptoms as the problem, and if they can find a substance or a medicine that stops those symptoms presenting, that's a solution. But for us, that's not a solution.
Interesting stuff, man. And it opens up a whole other potential conversation about, you know, the different medical revolutions that have happened in Western medicine. I mean, like, you know, the antibiotic revolution, which has saved many lives for sure.
So many. Mm. Yeah, but powerful stuff. And you know, all of these things are respected and they have their place.
Absolutely, but very different in the approach. Then, you know, instead of introducing a vector that wipes out a whole bunch of bad and good microbes in the body, and sort of as an outside force is being implanted to create a sort of a healing situation. This homeopathic approach is saying, well, you know, we're working with what's already happening, rather than trying to sort of introduce a third party thing into the system, we're going to sort of just amplify the first party.
So your average homeopath's kind of take on that idea, that concept of treating with antibiotics, is that there is a place for it in extremis, in a situation where there is a catastrophic potential, right? Where you know, life is definitely on the edge, life is threatened. Then, you know, so in a war situation, someone's been smashed up, their body is completely exposed. You've been, every square inch of your body's been burnt, or you know, covered in burns. Those are the kind of situations you need that Western medical approach. Yeah. You know, it's the crisis, it's the battlefield situation, it's the massive trauma. But when it comes to your everyday snotty noses and this, that, and the other, it doesn't make sense to take the body's own efforts and push them aside and take over. You want to support the immune system. You want to help the immune system get stronger, sharpen its tools, improve itself, right? It's like you don't, I always say to my young parents, I say, you're not going to send your kid to school and then take the exams for them. You know, you're not going to do their tests for them, right? I mean, a lot of parents will.
I think some parents try. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Dr. Bruce Thompson, I just want to find out something, though. So what if you encounter a patient whose immune system is now has been accustomed to this Western medical approach or allopathic approach? And
sometimes we call it fundamentally compromised.
There we go.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So what do you do in a situation like that?
So then it's a, like anything, there's layers, right? If someone's coming in and they have a history of you know, repeated use of these allopathic medicines, and they are yet still in the same situation, they're still suffering, they're still struggling, then we have to lead them back to health. It's a path back. And it's layered. You're going to be treating in conjunction with allopathic medicine for a period of time. But slowly reducing that while you increase the benefits not necessarily just homeopathic stuff, but behavioral change, dietary change, all these sort of you know, the whole package. Right? You know, you've got to look at the person's situation, as I keep on saying within these talks. Looking at the entire picture of that individual, what they're doing, how they're thinking, what they're eating, and help them to see what behaviors are feeding into their problem.
So even from a spiritual level, so would you also work hand in hand with traditional African medicine?
100%. We're very close to traditional African medicine in our thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, very. There's a lot of similarities, and it's actually a beautiful thing. But anyway, there are other people who know a lot more about that than I do.
Okay.
But there are big crossovers, large areas where we see very much eye to eye with traditional African traditional medicine.
The overlap is there.
Future's bright.
And for a listener now intrigued and keen to experience homeopathy up close and personal, how can they get in touch with you, Dr. Thompson, for a consultation in Belito on a Friday?
I'll chat to any of the staff or the pharmacists down at Thrive Pharmacy at the Bell Vista Center, or WhatsApp me on 083-7899-328.
There you go. Yeah. And just tune in on a Friday.
That's it.
Around about 10 past 7, and you'll get another free dose of audio information.
Yeah, and I'm always interested to hear about what the listeners are interested to find out about. You know, let them, you know, you can always message me or the studio. to let us know what you want to hear about.
There you go. Drop a line or pop into the studio if you're walking past and say, hey, I heard that guy on the radio. I want to find out about this. And Dr. Thompson, thanks for giving us a little medical moment on a Friday.
And absolute pleasure.
Wishing you a fabulous Friday and a weekend ahead, and we'll do it again on radio same time next week. What do you say?
And to you guys, yeah, thank you very much. I'll be here.
You heard it. Radio Life and Style, and bringing you back to the music with Zed and Remy Wolf.